马太福音第五章第一节，耶稣看见这许多人，就上了山，既坐下，门徒到他跟前来。
And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him.
他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
第十节
Verse 10.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
我想我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
Our scripture readings up to this point.
我们在两个不同的场合，一次在 Wiki， 一次在这里，我们特别说到天国的性质。
On two separate occasions, one in Wiki and one here, we talk about the character of the kingdom of heaven.
我们读到马太福音，一开始我们就听见施洗约翰说：“天国近了，你们应当要悔改。”
When we start the Gospel of Matthew, we hear the John the Baptist saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
施洗约翰没有告诉我们到底什么是天国。
John the Baptist did not tell us what exactly is the kingdom of heaven.
听这些话的人是犹太人，他们从他们的观念里面，他们知道天国是怎么一回事。
The listeners are the Jews themselves, but they in their minds understood what the kingdom of heaven is about.
天国近了，就是弥赛亚要来了。
When the kingdom of heaven is at hand, then the Messiah is near.
弥赛亚来，他要审判这个世界。
When the Messiah is come, he comes to judge the world.
所以施洗约翰当他传说天国近了，你们应当要悔改。
So when John the Baptist says the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent.
他特别说到，现在福子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
And he says the axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into fire.
那天国来的时候，我们知道有两种的近。
You know that when the kingdom of heaven comes, there are two kinds of nearness approaching.
如果人接受圣灵的近，他就进到天国。
If people receive the Holy Spirit, then they enter into the kingdom of heaven.
如果他不接受，结果他是要受的浸，不是圣灵的浸，乃是火的浸。
If they do not accept the Holy Spirit, then what they're entering is the baptism of fire.
所以这是施洗约翰所给我们的信息，到底天国是怎么一回事。
And so this was the message that John the Baptist preached about the kingdom of heaven.
那当然，我们主耶稣天国的王。
We know that the Lord Jesus was the King of the kingdom of heaven.
天国近了，就是天国的王很快就近了。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand is when the king has come near.
那么等到主耶稣传道的时候，他说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The Lord Jesus himself, when he came, he said, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那主耶稣应该说天国到了。
Actually, Lord Jesus should have said the kingdom of heaven has come.
因为他自己就是天国的王。
Because he himself is the king of the kingdom of heaven.
但是为什么他要说天国近了呢？
But why is it that he has said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand?
因为虽然天国的国王来了，但是百姓还没预备好。
Although the king has come, the subjects have not been prepared.
现在主耶稣要预备他的百姓。
And so the Lord Jesus has to prepare his subjects.
所以接下去呢，圣经告诉我们，主耶稣在海边行走，他碰到西门和安德烈，他就呼召他们。
And so the Lord Jesus, was walking by the seaside, and he saw Andrew and Simon.
然后雅各跟约翰，他又呼召他们。
And James and John.He called them.
然后有好多门徒跟随他。
And then many disciples followed after him.
那么到了有一天他上了山的时候。
And so one day when he approached the mountain, up the mountain.
有许多人都上了山。
And so many other people went along too.
他坐下来的时候门徒们就到他跟前来。
When he sat down, the disciples came to him.
然后他就叫开口教训这些门徒。
And he opened his mouth to teach them.
那么我们知道这些门徒实在说来就是门徒，就是天国之子。
We know the disciples are the sons of the kingdom.
门徒就是我们的主所要预备的百姓，天国的百姓。
And so these disciples are the people whom the Lord wants to prepare.
所以现在呢，这些天国之子或者是天国的百姓来到天国的王面前。
And so the sons of the kingdom or the citizens of the kingdom come before the king.
我们的主就开口了。
And the Lord opened his mouth.
要让他们看见到底天国是怎么一回事。
And the Lord wanted them to know what the kingdom of heaven is about.
结果你就会发现说，他所说的和旧约所说的可以说完全不一样。
And you recognize that what the Lord Jesus said was differed greatly from the Old Testament.
他用的字和施洗约翰的字是完全一样，都讲了天国。
He used the same words as that of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven.
但是你读到第五章以后，
But when you read chapter 5,
这些门徒他们都是犹太人。
The disciples were Jews.
他们都有旧约的背景。
They have the Old Testament background.
他们也知道什么叫做天国。
They also knew what was kingdom of heaven.
他们的观念大概和施洗约翰的观念是很靠近。
Their conception was probably very close to that of John the Baptist.
但是当我们的主开口教训的时候
，When the Lord began to teach them,
你看见完完全全叫门徒跌破眼镜。
But when Jesus taught them, their eyes were shocked.
他们大大的意外。
They were amazed.
他们从来没有想到天国是这个样子的。
They never imagined that the kingdom of heaven was such.
那感谢主。
So thank God.
从第五章、第六章、第七章开始。
From Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
我们的主就告诉我们说，天国是什么样子的。
The Lord told them what characteristics were the kingdom of heaven.
那我们昨天主日有两次的机会，再加上今天晚上。
Yesterday we had two opportunities, but first today,
我们特别看到天国的价值观。
We can see the value system of the kingdom of heaven.
我们知道说，今天天国的价值观和世界价值观是不一样的。
We know that the value system of the kingdom of heaven and that of earth is completely different.
简单的来说，我们今天所说的天国是个 upside down kingdoms.
The kingdom of heaven is an upside down kingdom.
或者是 inside out kingdom.
Or inside out kingdom.
这个完完全全和世界上我们所看见的不一样。
It's completely different from what we see of this world.
因为我们根据马太福音十三章，我们知道将来的千年国度有两个部分。
According to Matthew 13, we know that the millennial kingdom has got two portions.
一个是属天的部分。
One is the heavenly compartment.
还有一个是属地的部分。
And then the earthly compartment.
那 属地的部分就是人子的国。
The earthly compartment is the kingdom of the Son of Man.
也就是人所说的 Messianic Kingdom, 所说的弥赛亚国。
Or the Messianic Kingdom.
但是呢，属天的部分。
The heavenly compartment.
乃是属于义人的。
It's for the righteous.
这些义人是因信称义的义人。
These are the ones who are justified by faith.
还有也是圣灵在他们身上工作的结果，他们有了圣徒的义。
And that through the work of the Holy Spirit, they have the righteousness of the saints.
新妇装饰整齐了。
And the bride has become ready.
她能穿上洁白的细麻衣。
And they can put on the white linen.
那细麻衣所代表的乃是圣徒的义。
And so white linen represents the righteousness of the saints.
那主告诉门徒们说。
And so Lord told the disciples,
你们的义必须要胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
Your righteousness must surpass that of the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees.
所以这是代表圣灵在门徒身上所结的果子。
And so this represents the fruit the Holy Spirit wrought in our lives.
所以这个 heavenly compartment, 这个属天的这个部分乃是这些义人他们所在的那个国度。
And so the heavenly compartment is where the righteous saints would be.
但是更重要的
But more importantly,
圣经说这个国乃是他们父亲的国
The Bible also tells us this kingdom is their father's kingdom
这个义人乃是天国的百姓
And so the righteous are the citizens of the kingdom
但这个百姓他们都有国王的生命
But they all have the king's life
他们实在说来都是 princess 都是王子们
They are all princes
他们和父有同样的一个生命
They have the same life with the Father.
所以弟兄姊妹现在你就懂了这个乃是一个属天的国度。
And so this is a heavenly kingdom.
当然这些义人就是我们。
And so the righteous are the people like us.
因为我们的主教我们祷告说我们在天上的父。
Because the Bible, Lord tells us that our Father in heaven.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
这个国乃是我们父的国。
This kingdom is the Father's kingdom.
而我们的父乃是在天上。
And our heavenly Father is in heaven.
所以现在我们懂了。
And so now we know.
原来马太福音十三章所说的属天的国度，其实就是主耶稣教我们祷告的那个父，那个国度是属于我们的父的。
And so the kingdom of heaven in Matthew 13 is the prayer that the Lord taught us about His kingdom.
那么因着这个整个的国度有。有天上的国，有地上的部分。
And this entire kingdom has the heavenly compartment, the earthly compartment.
就好像地球有南半球、北半球。
Just like the globe has got northern and southern hemisphere.
或者东半球跟西半球一样。
Or the east and the west side.
那么我们知道说，今天如果你在北半球过夏天的话
，If you are at the northern hemisphere going through summer.
结果你发现同一个时候在南半球刚好是秋，刚好是冬天。
And then on the southern hemisphere is winter.
所以两个是颠倒的。
So it's completely opposite.
你如果用南半球来想北半球的话
，If you have the southern kingdom, southern hemisphere, you have the north.
什么都是和你颠倒的。
Everything is the opposite.
东半球、西半球也是这样。
And same with the east and west.
你说我是醒的。 你说我是醒的
you say I'm awake,
但是结果另外一个半球人却是睡着的
and the other side, people are asleep.
所以我们知道说这个完完全全是相反的
and it's totally opposite.
那不要忘记
Let's not forget.
今天为什么天国的价值和我们普通所领会价值不一样呢
Why is it that the heavenly values are completely different from that of the earth?
因为我们今天在地上
Because now we are on earth.
所以讲到天国的时候
So we talk about the kingdom of heaven,
你看见一切都是 upside down、
so、everything is upside down.
那问题在这里
So the problem is here.
你今天敢这样在人面前过生活吗
Are you willing to live such a life before men?
它不光是 upside down, 它也是 inside out.
Not only upside down, but inside out.
你知道说很早很早以前
You know that long ago,
我们知道有的衣服是外面的衣服
There's clothing that's just external clothing.
有的衣服就你在卧房里面穿的
And there are other clothing you wear only inside.
但现在年轻人很勇敢
But today, young people are very brave.
他和从前应该在卧房里面穿的他现在在大街上就穿了
And those clothing that they wear in the house, they wear outside.
他要挑战这个世界的价值观
They want to challenge the values of the world.
这些人非常的勇敢
And these people are very courageous.
许多人穿在卧房里面他们在大街上就穿了
Those they should wear at home, they wear outside.
这个叫什么
What's this
这个叫 inside out.
This is inside out.
所以本来是里面的变成外面本来外面的变成里面的
Oh, today is inside, now it becomes outside, outside becomes inside.
本来上面的变成下面下面的变成上面
What was in the past up and so up.
现在问题在这里年轻的弟兄姊妹你在学校里面有的弟兄你们在公事房里面你现在就看见你和这世人的价值观不一样你到底和他们一样的过日子呢那你和他们一样了你就没有所谓的见证了但是感谢主你蒙恩得救了弟兄姊妹今天主你自然的已经在天国里面
Naturally, you have been in the kingdom of heaven.
所以天国不是到那天才开始
So kingdom of heaven does not only begin then
天国乃是你接受耶稣基督做救主以后
After you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior
你看见你的天堂已经开始了
Then your heaven has begun
不是死以后你才到天堂去
Not only after you die then you go to heaven
你今天已经在天堂里面
Today you're already in heaven
你在哪里天堂就在哪里
Wherever you go heaven goes
为什么
Why?
因为神主已经把我们救到他的天国里面
Because God has already saved us unto his heavenly kingdom
现在天可以在那掌权
And so now heaven reigns
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
因为这个缘故
For that reason
那么你会发现我们就做了天国之子
And so we have become sons of heaven
那么因着这个缘故
And for that reason
你看见在这个国度里面和世界国度都是不一样的
This kingdom is completely different from that of the earth
那如果你读整本的新约的话
If you read the whole entire New Testament
你大概能够找到17点你发现说能够证明我们的国度乃是 upside down kingdom.
You can see about seven verses, seventeen verses that shows us the kingdom of heaven is completely upside down from the kingdom of this world.
那马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter five
给我们看见八个点
tells us eight points.
我想我们没有时间再去看它了，因为我们都讲过了。
We have no time to review them again.
虚心的人有福了
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
原文就是邻里贫穷的人有福了。
In original, is that those who are poor in spirit.
那圣经说天国是他们的。
And they say that the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
所以这里告诉我们，一个最穷的人是最富有的人。
Here, the one who is poorest is the richest.
他虽然邻里贫穷。
Although he is poor in spirit.
他虽然被带到零的地步。
Although he is brought to nothing.
但是不要忘记。现在他最容圣灵最容易在他身上工作了
the Holy Spirit can easily work in him
他的可塑性是最高的
His capacity to receive is the highest
所以我们知道因为这个缘故现在他可以开始不光生下来而可以长大了
Not only is he born he can grow
所以因为这个缘故人的尽头常常是神的出头
And so for that reason man's end is God's beginning
所以你看见吗天国的子民或者天国之子他的特点在哪里呢
So what's the specialty of the sons of the kingdom?
他是邻里贫穷的
They are poor in spirit
那个贫穷还是普通不是普通的贫穷
It's not This poor in spirit is not common poor in spirit
乃是赤贫是 naked 什么也没有的
It's naked
那弟兄姊妹什么时候是这样的人这样的人是有福的
So whenever there are such a people they are blessed
因为主说天国是他们
Because the kingdom of heaven is theirs
你看他们最贫穷其实他们最富足的
You see that they are very poor but they are the richest
哀痛的人有福了
Those who mourn they are blessed
这些人是最忧愁的
These are the ones who are sorrowful
但圣经说他们是最快乐的
But the Bible says they are the happiest
因为常常得圣灵的安慰
Because they receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit
弟兄姊妹你明白吗
You understand
今天你活在神面前
Today you
你是不是常在活在神面前？是不是神的笑容能够鼓励你呢？
That Lord's cheer and smile,
还是你一天到晚要人的鼓掌？
Or do you need people's applause?
还是一天到晚你要人的欢呼？
Or you want people's applause?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？哀痛的人有福了。
And those who mourn are blessed.
但是你知道，这些人他们能够得圣灵的安慰。
But they can be received comfort of the Holy Spirit.
他们常常看见父神的笑容。
They see constantly the Father's smile.
弟兄姊妹，你只要能看见父神的笑容一分钟，
If you can see 1 minute of the Father's smile,
你的全世界可以都不要。
You can forget about the whole world.
你看见没有？
You see?
这又是 upside down.
This is upside down.
又是倒过来的。
It's inside out.
全世界最有福的人是最快乐的人。
Those who are blessed are most happy.
这是世界上。
This is the world.
但是在天国里面，
But in the kingdom of heaven,
我们知道最忧愁的人是最快乐的人。
Those who mourn are the happiest.
还有温柔的人有福了。
Those who are gentle are blessed.
因为他们要承受地土。
Because they will receive and inherit the earth.
这里有一个能力。
Here there is a strength.
叫做温柔的能力。
A strength for gentleness.
弟兄姊妹，就是因为你温柔，
Because you are gentle,
你好像什么都得不到。
You, as if you receive nothing.
这个世界上，如果你温柔的话，
In this world, if you are gentle,
什么也没有。
You have nothing.
你在美国，
In America,
如果你做 ABC 慢慢长大的话，
if you are American-born Chinese, you grow up,
在美国那个国度里面，
in the kingdom of America,
他要培养每一个年轻人都是非常有 self-confident, 都有非常有自信。
You want to develop everyone to be self-confident.
你虽然里面是空的，你外面还要摆个架子，
Although、
你是很勇敢。
You may be empty,Inside, but outside you are strong.
所以你在公司里面，你对人讲话的时候，
so in the office when you talk to people,
你要很有把握。
You must have very much confidence.
弟兄姊妹，
and sisters,
因为如果你是温柔的人，
because if you are gentle,
没有人会用你。
Nobody will use you.
温柔的人，
gentle people,
人说你没有力量。
He says no strength.
但是感谢主，
and sisters,
你看见吗？在天国里面。
In kingdom of heaven,
温柔的人居然能够承受地土。
Those who are gentle inherit the earth.
这个世界上啊，
in this earth,
所有的地土都是抢来的。
All this of the earth is
bread. 你的力量大，你就得着地主。
The more your strength is, the more
你的办法多，你就得着地主。
The more your mind is, your plans are.
但是温柔的人，他们能够承受地主。
But those who are gentle inherit the earth.
这完全叫我们跌破眼镜。
This is totally unbelievable.
那么饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they are
blessed. 那些饥饿的人，
Those who are hungry,
那个觉得干渴的人，
Those who are thirsty,
最后他们能够得着饱足。
Then they will be satisfied.
连续的人就要被连续。
Blessed are the merciful.
弟兄姊妹，
mercy, sisters,
什么叫连续呢？
What is merciful?
你因为连续别人，
Because you are merciful to others,
你很容易赦免别人，
Then you are willing to forgive others.
你很容易吃亏，
You are willing to take loss.
但是不要忘记，
But let's not forget,
因为这个缘故，
For that reason,
你看见你常常被神赦免。
And so you often receive forgiveness from God.
不光救恩性的赦免，
Not only the grace of forgiveness,
也有管教性的赦免。
And governmental forgiveness.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
到了时候神要叫我们升高。
At that point of time, God will cause us to be exalted.
所以你就看见一生我们需要靠主的怜悯。
So all through life, you need God's mercy.
弟兄姊妹，
My sisters,
因着这个缘故，
For that reason,
你就能够饶恕别人70个7次。
Then you can forgive others 70 times 7.
还有清心的人有福了。
Those who are pure in heart are blessed.
他们必得见神。
Because they shall see God.
清心的人好像什么都看不见。
Pure in heart, they see nothing.
他对世界什么都看不见。
They see nothing of this world.
他太单纯了。
They are simple.
他对世界没有兴趣。
They have no interest in this world.
所以他什么都看不见。
And so they see nothing.
但是他看见神。
But they see God.
所以清心的人能看见神。
And so for those who are pure in heart, they shall see God.
不光如此。
Not only so.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
这些人要称为神的儿子。
For they shall be called sons of God.
然后受逼迫的人有福了，为义受逼迫的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
他们要得着天国。
They will receive the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这什么意思呢？
What do you mean by this?
这就是说他们是得胜的。
They are overcomers.
所以最后天国是他们的。
And so finally the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
所以这里很明显是八个点给我们看见。
And there are 7 pointers here for us to see.
你八个点给我们看见说整个天国是 upside down, 是颠倒过来的。
And so these 8 points tell us that the whole kingdom of heaven is upside down.
那么我们又提到两点。
And then we said two other points.
那一点就是说，凡自卑的必升高，凡升高的必自卑，凡自卑的必被升高。
Those who exalt themselves will be humble. Those who humble themselves will be exalted.
那弟兄姊妹，我们也看过好几个例，三个例子。
And so we saw 3 analogies.
你看见说基督徒有一个最大的特点。
Christians have got a specialty.
就是谦卑。
And that's humility.
所以神就安排各样的环境。
And so God arranges all kinds of circumstances.
他所对付的就是我们的自尊心。
And it's to deal with our self-confidence.
Self-dignity. 你知道许多人对自己，你许多人他什么都可以损失，他不要损失他的自尊心。
Man can take loss everything but not his self-dignity.
但是弟兄姊妹，一个真的天国之子，
But the son of the kingdom,
他是最低最低的。
He is the lowest of all.
你知道为什么基督他们为什么样基督不容易跌倒吗？
You know what is something that not easily cause Christians to fall?
一个跌倒的人，他一定是高的人。
Someone who falls must be tall.
所有跌倒都从高的地方摔到地上来的。
Those who fall from a high place to a low place.
但是有一种人他不会跌倒的。
One kind of person will not fall.
他如果躺在地上，他不会跌倒的。
If he lies on the floor, he will not fall.
因为那个字是最低的。
Because it's the lowest point.
你明白吗？
You understand?
所以因着这个缘故，你不要怕跌倒，因为你已经最低最低了。
So if you're at the lowest point, you have no fear to fall.
所以一个基督徒怎么是一个平稳的基督徒？
So how can a Christian be stable?
弟兄姊妹，许多时候我们不稳定。
Often we are not stable.
我们高兴的时候感谢主，我们很有主的恩典，我们来聚会。
When we are happy, we are full of God's grace.
我们每会必到，每会必到。
Every time we come for a meeting,
每到必祷，一定祷告。
Every meeting we'll pray.
每祷必长，祷告一定很长的。
And we pray very very long.
啊，你知道这个弟兄现在很热心了。
And you said this one is very fervent, brother.
但是你不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
他是教会里面最大的。
He is in the church the biggest.
你什么人都可以得罪，你不能得罪他的。
You can offend everyone, but not this brother.
你只要一得罪他，他下次就不来了。
If you offend this brother, he'll never come again.
这叫做不稳定，你看见吗？这证明什么？这证明家所有。教会里面充满了骄傲的人。
And so this means that the church are proud people all over.
所以你知道，如果要教会人很多的话，
if the church has many people,
那么讲台的人要懂得怎么送高帽子。
The one on the pulpit must know how to
送高帽子，给帽高帽子给你戴。
Wear a cap.
就是捧你啊，就是。
Or must carry you, must carry you.
就是让你大家都注意你。
Or must.Was everyone notice you?
啊，你看他是某个公司的董事长。
This is the CEO of American company.
他是医生啊。
That's a doctor.
他是律师啊。
That's a lawyer.
弟兄姊妹，
sister,
你看见站讲台的人送高帽子不要花钱的。
So those who stand on the pulpit no need to spend money.
那很多人就留下来了。
A lot of people will stay back.
但是弟兄姊妹，
my sisters,
这是天国里面的人吗？
Is this the son of the kingdom?
不，
no.
天国里面的人都是最卑微的。
The sons of the kingdom are those who are the humblest.
为什么？
Why?
我们的主就是最卑微。
Because our Lord is the humblest.
他从天上来到地上。
He came down up from heaven.
他说我心里柔和谦卑。
He says my heart is humble like me.
你们要学我的样式。
You must learn like me.
所以如果你进到天国里。
So when you go into the kingdom of heaven.
你不要走错地方了。
You mustn't go to the wrong place.
如果你到世界，每一个人都在捧你。
You go to the world, everyone's carrying you.
但如果你在教会里面
But even you're in church,
来到天国的话
and you come to kingdom,
你看圣灵在我们身上工作
When the Holy Spirit works in our hearts,
凡是自高的必降为卑
Those who are exalted will be humble.
凡是自卑的就要升为高
Those who are humble will be exalted.
十字架把我们带到最低的地方
The cross will bring us to the lowest point.
许多时候你流眼泪
After you weep,
你说为什么那个弟兄欺负我
So why does brother bully me?
为什么那个弟兄不把我放在眼里
Why does this brother ignore me?
我来聚会好像从来没有来过一样
I come to this meeting as if I'm not noticed
在别的地方你看很多人握手
Every other place people shake my hand
但是来这里大家都太属灵了
But we come here,
结果我来了好像没有来一样
It's like when I come, it's like I didn't come at all
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
sisters,
所以有很多人就受伤了
And so people get hurt
但是弟兄姊妹
sisters,
你看见天国里面是什么样的人
And so what are the people of the kingdom of heaven?
你看十字架在我们上工作
the cross works in our lives.
做到一个地步
We work to a point,
你看见把我们带到最低的位置
the lowest point.
把它带到最后面的位置
to the back.
所以保罗说
so Paul said,
我们这些使徒啊
we who are apostles,
成为一台的戏景、啊、
we are a spectacle of this world.
而且在整个的 parade 在整个的行进行列里面
this,
游行里面明明把我们放在最后的
Put us at the last of all.
我们好像是万物中的渣滓
We are like the scum of this world.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
如果你有这样的感觉
If you have this feeling,
你知道说你已经在天国里
Then you know that you are in the kingdom of heaven.
这就是天国的性质
This is the virtue of the kingdom
of heaven. 国度的护照就是要我们进到这样的国度里面
The call of the kingdom is to cause us to enter into such a kingdom.
所以诗篇里面有一句话
And so Psalms tells us,
神常常把车辆 chariot 赐给别人称重
God causes others to sit in the chariot.
这些人都像皇帝一样。
They are like kings.
这些人都像皇后一样。
They are like queens.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们在哪里呢？
Where are we?
我们在马路上。
We are on the road.
我们当作马路，让他们从我们头上压过。
We are like the road where the chariots cross over.
但是诗篇怎么说呢？
But what did Psalm say?
神借着水，借着火，就把我们带到丰富的境地。
Through water and fire, God brings us to a place of abundance.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
凡自高的必降为卑。
Those who are exalted will be humble.
凡自卑的必升为高。
Those who are humble will be exalted.
那不光这样。
Not only so.
在后的要在前。
Those who are last will be first.
在前的也要在后。
Those who are first will be last.
你看见吗？在世界上在前的。
In the world, those who are in the front.
结果在天国里面他是在后的。
But in the kingdom of heaven, they are the back.
许多时候你许多时候主恩待你，在后的可以在前。
Very often the Lord gives us grace, those who are the last shall be first.
但如果你懒惰的话，在前的也要在后。
But if you are lazy, then the you are in the front, you become the back.
所以你看见吗？这个天国是殷勤的国度。
So this is a violent kingdom, a kingdom that go through.
你知道说当乌龟跟兔赛跑的时候
，When the tortoise and the hare are racing,
这个跑这个兔子当然跑得很快的。
Of course, the rabbit.
这个乌龟当然跑得很慢的。
Of course, the tortoise is slow.
所以兔子永远在前的。
And so the hare is always in front.
那因为在前的缘故
，For that reason,
他就放松了。
And so he becomes relaxed.
结果乌龟他知道他自己不行。
And the tortoise knows he cannot.
他能够坚持到底。
And he will continue to the end.
结果在后的能够在前。
And so the last shall become first.
在前的能够在后。
And the first become last.
弟兄姊妹
，You see,
这就是天国。
This is heaven kingdom.
今天中午我们和弟兄在一起，有点吃一点饭。
And this evening I had some food.
我觉得有的弟兄有个很敏锐的观察。
And some brothers have got a very observant.
尤其在新加坡这个国度里。
In this kingdom of Singapore.
你知道说和别的国家不同在哪里
？We are very different from others.
原因在哪里呢
？Where's the reason?
就是你们有一个价值观。
You have a value system.
你们要的是 excellency.
What you want is excellency.
不是普通，不是 common value.
Not common values.
你要最好的。
You want the best.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见没有？
Now, do you see?
这是世界上的价值。
This is a earthly value.
但是教会呢？
By the church,
反而跑到另外一个头去。
It's just the
一切都是恩典。
Everything is grace.
但是弟兄姊妹，你有没有追求 excellency?
Do you pursue excellency?
在属灵的事情上。
In the spiritual method,
你是不是向着保罗说，我是竭力向着标杆直跑？
Like Paul saying, you strive towards the mark.
如果你这样的话
If you have,
你看在后的要在前
Those who are last shall be first.
在前的要在后
Those who are first will be last.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
给我们看见整个国度的 value 价值就是这样的价值
The value of the kingdom of heaven is such.
那今天晚上呢我想我们要来看新的好几点
Tonight we will see a few more pointers.
我们现在来看对不起，我们还提昨天啊，对我们昨天还提了一点，就是最小的是最大的。
Those who are smallest shall be greatest.
所以主耶稣说，人若不转回像小孩子，就不能进神的国。
So the Lord just said, if you do not be like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为在天国里面，只有这样的人才是国度天国最大的。
Because only these are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以讲到回转向小孩子。
So when you want to become like a small kid,
你如果读这个什么？你如果读这个马太福音十八章的上下文的话
，If you read Matthew chapter 18 the context,
你就知道下面讲到天国里面的人是 little ones.
And you realize that the people in the kingdom are little.
他们都是小号的人物
They are small in stature.
所以你清楚吗
you understand?
这个就是 one of the little ones 就指着小孩子说的
so, one of the little ones refers to little children.
所以这什么意思呢
What do you mean?
这给我们看见天国它的尺寸是小人的尺寸
And so the measurement of the
kingdom little ones 的尺寸
are little ones dwarfs.
但这个世界呢都是高大的人
But the people of this world are giants.
所以如果你进到天国里面的话
So you enter the kingdom of heaven,
你常常会跌得比青眼肿不是鼻子青了就是眼睛肿了
You go to the kingdom of heaven you knock yourself all over and you get all bruised
弟兄姊妹你懂吗
You understand?
这如果你要在天国里面的话
If you want to be in the kingdom of heaven
你需要让十字架
Then the cross
把你这个伟人变小了
will lessen your giant your big size
所以等到你像别人一样都是 little ones 的时候
When you are a little one
那弟兄姊妹，你看见这就是你所在的地方了。
Then this is where you are.
所以在这里给我们看得很清楚。
And so here tells us clearly,
在天国里最大的就是最小的。
In the kingdom of heaven, the biggest, the greatest is the one who speaks.
所以弟兄姊妹
，my sisters,
至高的要降卑。
Those who are exalted will be humble.
自卑的要升高。
Those who are humble will be exalted.
你看见说在前的要在后。
Those who are first will be last.
在后的要在前。
Those who are last will be first.
在天国里面
，in the kingdom of heaven,
最大的是最小的。
The greatest is the least.
最小的乃是最大的。
The least is the greatest.
所以我想我们已经看过，总共一共看过十一个。
And so we have seen eleven.
所以今天呢，我们从第十二点开始。
We see now the 12th point.
那我们现在读一段的圣经。
And now we read the scripture.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
第十章三十五节。
Verse 35.
三十九节，对不起，三十九节。得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
He has found his life shall lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake shall find it.
你看这里面有两个字。
Here there are two words.
一个是得，一个是失。
One is gain, one is loss.
得着生命的就要失丧生命。
Those who find their life will lose it.
你看这里得是失。
Here is found.
No, 得。
得
gain is loss.
It's loss.
但是下面呢，为我失丧生命的要得着生命。
In the second half, those who lose it shall find it.
所以这里的损失乃是利益。
And so the loss is actually gain.
那弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand?
这个世界上人以为是 gain， 以为是得着的。
The people of this world imagine it as gain.
结果在天国里面是损失的。
But actually, in the kingdom of heaven, it's loss.
但是许多人以为损失了。
But many people thought it's loss.
结果他要得着生命。
But actually, they gain life.
这又是个价值观上的颠倒。
This is again an upside down value.
大的就是最小的。
The smallest.
最小的就是最大的。
The greatest is small.
最高的是最低的。
The highest is the lowest.
最低的也是最高的。
The lowest is the highest.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候你得了是损失？
Every time you gain is a loss.
什么时候你损失了却是你得了？
Every time you lose is a gain.
我们再看第十六章，马太十六章，十六章二十五节。
Verse 25.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
Whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it.
那这里的观念是一模一样的。
The view here is the same.
那弟兄姊妹
，My sisters，
这为什么讲这句话
？Why did the Lord say this？
所以你看见吗？如果你没有国度的亮光的话
，If you do not have the light of the kingdom，
许多时候你怕损失。
Very often you are fearful of loss.
因着怕损失，你就和别人争执。
Because you are afraid of loss, you will fight with others.
但是不要忘记。
So let's not forget.
天国的子民乃是温柔的人。
Those who are sons of the kingdom are gentle.
Meek.
Meek.
这些温柔的人从来不争的。
Those who are meek will never strive.
因着你不争的缘故，争的人就得着便宜了。
Because you do not strive, those who strive will gain from you.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗
？Brothers, do you understand?
当我们做基督徒的时候
，When we are Christians,
你看见说，结果呢？结果主说，你得住生命的，你将要失丧生命。
Those of you who think you will save your life will lose it.
那么你失丧生命的，就要得住生命。
Those of you who lose your life will find it.
那这里生命在原文是魂。
And so here, in the original life, here is soul.
魂指着我们的 personality， 指着我们人格 personality 来说。
Refers to the personality.
我们的 personality， 我们的人格有三部分。
There are three portions to our personality.
我们的情感。
Our emotions.
我们的思想。
Our thinking.
和我们的意志。
Our will.
这就是我了。
This is me.
我会想。
I can think.
所以我存在。
So I exist.
我爱我恨，所以我存在。
I love and hate, so I exist.
我决定，我选择，所以我存在。
So I decide my will, I choose, so I exist.
弟兄姊妹
，sisters,
得着生命的
，those who gain their life,
就是无论情感、无论意志、无论思想，我都得到了。
Regardless of will, thinking or feeling, I gain it all.
我占了便宜了。
I gain it from.
我什么方法，不管怎么样，我最后都得到了。
What kind of methods
但是主说你要失丧生
命 But the Lord said you will lose your life instead.
你要失去你的魂
You will lose your soul.
那什么地方什么时候失去你的魂呢
When you lose your soul.
那就是将来千年国度的时候
At the millennial kingdom.
为什么呢
Why?
请记得一件事
Please remember.
圣经里面就要告诉我们说要转过第二个脸来
The Bible tells us we must turn the other cheek.
有人打我脸，我转过第二个脸。
Somebody slaps your face, you turn the other cheek.
那弟兄姊妹，许多时候神所安排打你的人，都是你最亲近的人。
Those, the Lord often arranges those who slap your face are the closest ones.
有的就是你的弟兄。
Some are your brothers.
好了，等到他打你的时候。
When you slap your face,
你当然要转过去脸。
You must turn to the other side.
因为你要顺服你的主。
Because you must be submit to your Lord.
但是你有一个问题。
But you have a problem.
他是弟兄，怎么可以打人
？He's a brother, how can he strike you?
我损失没有问题。
My loss is not a matter.
但是这个弟兄如果从来没有好好教训他的话，他永远不会长进。
If I do not correct this brother, then he will never grow.
所以有的弟兄说，我现在不能让他打。
So the brother said, I will never let this brother hit.
他一打他就不会长进了。
If he hits me, he will never grow.
所以现在我要教训他。
And so I will teach him.
我就打回去。
I will hit it back.
弟兄姊妹，你懂吗？
You understand?
所以许多时候有的弟兄说，我不能让他。
And so the brother said, I will never want that.
让他要就造反了，整个教会就反掉了。
Even then, the whole church will be.
所以我们一定要对付他、
so、we must deal with that person.
弟兄姊妹主没有说
the Lord never said,
主说他打你是他错
he hit you, he's wrong.
你是对的
you are right.
那你该怎么做呢、
so、what do you do?
你忍耐够不够呢
is your patience not enough?
不够的
not enough.
你忍耐了你还不快乐
your patience is, but you are not happy.
那你要怎么办呢、
so、what do you do?
你要转过第二张脸
you must turn the other side of the cheek.
等到你转过第二个脸你里面就快乐了那弟兄姊妹是谁叫你转过来的
Who taught you to turn your cheek?
是天国的王叫你转过来的
It's the king of the kingdom that taught you.
不要忘记
Let's not forget.
你现在不要跑错了国家你现在在天国里面
Now you are in the kingdom of heaven.
所以你不转过另外一个脸来
If you don't turn your face,
你有没有得罪那个人呢你没有得罪那个人
Did you offend that person? No, you didn't.
所以感谢主
Thank the Lord.
现在主要你做天国之子
The Lord wants you to be sons of the kingdom.
你的责任是什么
What's your responsibility?
你的责任应该转过第二个人
Your responsibility is to turn the other side.
那现在问题在这里
This is not the problem is,
如果是天国的话
If it's the kingdom of heaven,
天国有一个基本的要点
There is a very crucial point.
它是公义的
That is righteous, righteousness.
它是公正是 justice 的
It's justice.
那现在 正义在哪里
And so where's the justice?
公正在哪里
Where's the justice?
你懂我的意思吗
You understand?
现在好了我受伤了
And so now I'm hurt.
我长进了
I've grown.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
现在有一个爱是个完全的爱
There's a complete love.
但现在我不放心
But now I am not, I'm not at peace.
我属灵了
I am spiritual.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
但是我的弟兄呢
but my brother,
你爱不爱他
Do you love him?
如果你爱他的话
Do you love him?
那你怎么帮助他
Then how do you help him?
因为怎么一个人可以随便打人的
How can a person, a brother hit another person?
一样的道理如果他借了我十万块钱
If he lent me100,000
结果他钱拿去又不还了
And he did not return my money
那弟兄姊妹
sister,
那好了这是我学功课
Then I learned my lesson
结果他跑了他好像还没有事情一样
And he fled and as if nothing happened
弟兄姊妹
My sisters
这就是为什么有天国
And this is why there's the kingdom of heaven
你看见如果一切都是恩典的话
If everything was grace
那一点都不错啊！许多人就乱用神的恩典。
Then people will use God's grace amiss.
所以他占尽了所有弟兄姊妹的便宜。
Then he will take advantage of everybody.
所以你明白吗，弟兄姊妹？为什么我们的主讲这一段的话
？And so why did the Lord speak this passage?
主就是给我们看见。
The Lord wants us to see.
天国是公义的。
The kingdom of heaven is just.
但是今天的天国
，But today's kingdom of heaven
是忍耐的天国。
It's a king of patience.
今天是你忍耐的时候。
Today is your day of patience.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
等到千年国的时候。
But in the millennial kingdom.
那个时候就是公义得到彰显的时候。
At that time, justice will prevail.
你的弟兄。
Your brother.
他得着了生命。
He gained his life.
因为他的思想、情感一直都快乐了。
Because his feelings and emotions are all happy.
为什么
Why?
因为他什么都得着了
Because he gained everything.
但是你要记得
But you must understand.
到了千禧年的时候
At the millennial kingdom.
在基督的审判台前
At the judgment seat of Christ.
请大家记得
Please remember.
他要损失
He will suffer loss.
你看见没有
You see?
所以我们知道神是公义的
And so we know God is just.
因着这个缘故
For that reason.
你看见说这是个很大的安慰
And so this is a great comfort.
当你失丧生命
When you lose your life.
换一句话说你的情感受伤了
Your feelings have been hurt.
你的思想或者你的意志你的魂受了很大的伤害
Your soul has been greatly hurt.
但是到那一天
But on that day,
主要擦干我们所有的眼泪
The Lord will wipe all our tears.
我们今天与他一同受苦
Today we suffer with him.
我们将来就要和主一同得
荣耀 In that day, we will reign with him together.
到了那一天
In that day,
你看见神是公正的神
Then you will see that God is just.
他对待他儿女都是一样的
He treats all his children all
他知道这个人学了功课了
He knows that this one has learned.
他知道这个弟兄老是欺负这个弟兄。
He knows that this brother always bullies another.
如果神是公义的神
If God is just,
谁要管教的
then God will chastise.
但是不要忘记，神忍耐再忍耐再忍耐。
God is patient and patient.
希望那个打人的人能够悔改。
Hoping that that brother who bullies will repent.
但是最后你看见他没有悔改。
But finally, if he doesn't repent,
现在很清楚了。
Then very clearly,
他在今天他所得着的。
Today, what he gains,
到那一天他要失去他的
In that day, he will lose.
所以因着这个缘故
For that reason,
我们就能够背十字架走前面的路
For that reason, we can bear that cross and,
否则的话 and, 你觉得很不公平
Otherwise, you will see there's no justice.
为什么同样是蒙恩得救的人
the same, all are saved by grace.
我们在那里追求
we are there pursuing.
我们在那里付了那么多代价
we put so much sacrifice.
这些弟兄姊妹
These brothers,
也不聚会结果神反而祝福他们生意越做越大亲爱的弟兄姊妹你有的时候你会说为什么我不像他一样但是不要忘记你看见吗他今天爱世界他今天用各种的手腕结果钱越来越多了不要忘记这就是为什么有天国的缘故天国所彰显的乃是公义天国所彰显的乃是公正所以因着这个缘故
For that reason,
当我们背十字架的时候
when we carry the cross,
你知道被人打一个脸你当然难过
when we are struck by others, of course we miss
有人强迫你走一里路当然难过
If someone forces you to go a mile, of course
为什么我老吃亏
Why is it that always at the loss?
但是这些就能安慰我们
But these can comfort us.
如果你明白国度的价值
If you understand the value of the kingdom,
如果你看见说主说得着生命的就要失丧生命为我失丧生命的就要得着生命
That those who wish to save it, their life will lose it. Those who lose their life will shall save it.
那么十六章换了另外一个角度来看。
Chapter 16 has got another angle.
凡救自己生命的要失丧生命。
Those who try to save their life will lose it.
凡失丧生命的要得着生命。
Those who lose their life shall gain it.
这是另外一方面的功课。
This is another lesson.
有的时候我们会像路德的公公一样。
Sometimes we are like Ruth's father-in-law.
你知道路德的拿阿米和他的先生
You know Naomi and his husband
你知道这个拿阿米和他的先生啊是本来住在伯利恒的
You know that originally Naomi and husband lived in Bethlehem
伯利恒是迦南地的一部分
Bethlehem is part of the land of Canaan
所以他们不应该离开迦南的
They should not have left Canaan
但是后来迦南有了饥荒
But because there was famine
结果他们就跑到摩亚地
去 they went to the land of Moab.
摩亚地是什么地呢
Where is the land of Moab?
摩亚地是以色列人被人咒诅的地
That place curses the land of Israel
你记不记得摩亚王啊就叫巴兰、啊、来咒诅他们
Remember the king of Moab asked Balaam to curse Israel
摩亚也代表肉体
Moab represents flesh
所以弟兄姊妹你懂吗、
so、
当你读士师记的时候
When you read Judges,
有十八年呢我们知道说以色列人呢就在摩亚的王底下
For 18 years, they were the king of Moab.
因为摩亚王跑到耶利哥来了
Because the king of Moab came to Jericho,
然后他压迫以色列人
and they were oppressing Israelites,
那不要忘记
and let's not forget,
这个时候以色列人所在的地啊是迦南地
But Israelites were in the land of Canaan.
是那个肉体的力量啊现在跑到迦南地来了
the power of the flesh has come to the land of Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹因着这个缘故你看见吗神就兴起士师来
And so God raised up judges.
就拯救他们脱离摩亚的手
And to free them from the hand of the Moabites.
所以许多时候我们会发肉体所以许多时候我们会体贴肉体
Often we give in to the flesh.
但是我们到底还在迦南我们没有离开迦南
But we are still in Canaan.
我们爱慕神的旨
we still love God's will.
但是我们不小心就发脾气了
But we become irritated.
发了脾气了我发了肉体了
our temper, our
explode.
explodes
所以你就知道说现在我们随从了肉体
And so we give in to the flesh.
但是弟兄姊妹
But dear brothers and sisters,
这是你不小心这样子的
It's because you are not careful.
但是路德的公公婆婆不是
But Ruth's father-in-law is not such.
他们是选择 到摩亚地区。
They chose intentionally to go to Moab.
所以摩亚是他们的选择。
So Moab was their choice.
肉体是他们的选择。
So the flesh was their choice.
咒诅是他们的选择。
Cursing God was their choice.
那他们为什么要跑到摩亚地区呢
？Why did they go to Moab?
我想这是我们今天要受警戒的。
This is a warning to us today.
你知道原因在哪里吗
？What's the reason?
圣经明明告诉我们说
Bible tells us clearly,
当拿俄米回来的时候
When Naomi came back,
他说你不要叫我拿俄米
You don't call me Naomi,
叫我马拉
call me Mara.
拿俄米是甜的意思
Naomi means pleasant,
sweetness.
sweetness
所以我们知道拿俄米向来大家都知道他很 sweet 很甜的
so, Naomi is sweet.
他也很有钱
he was rich.
但是现在他是很穷回来的所以他说不要叫我拿俄米叫我马拉
But now she is poor, so don't call me Naomi, but Mara.
Mara 就是苦的意思。
Mara means bitter.
然后她怎么讲呢
？And so what did she say?
她说我是饱饱的出去，饱满满的出去，我是空空的回来。
She said, I went out in plenty, but came back empty.
所以这证明说她离开迦南地，她不穷的。
So it represents that when she left the kingdom, she was rich.
她一点都不穷。
She was not at all poor.
但他的难处在哪里？他为什么要跑到这个摩亚地区
？Why did she go to the land of Moab？
不是因为他穷
，Not because she was poor，
是因为他怕穷。
But she was afraid of being poor。
这是我们今天记住的难处。
This is our difficulty of Christians today。
你 problem， 你看见没有？今天问题在哪里？就在这里。
Where's the problem？
原因在哪里呢
？What's the reason？
就是不是穷。乃是怕穷。
It's not that we are poor, we are afraid of being poor.
那 angel 怕穷，你就体贴肉体了。
Because you are afraid of being poor, you give it to your flesh.
但圣经告诉我们什么
？But Bible tells us,
凡救自己性命，你要失丧生命。
Those who try to save their life will lose it.
你为什么怕穷呢
？Why do you afraid of being poor?
因为你要救自己的性命
嘛。Because you want to save your own life.
那 angel 你要救自己的性命。
Because you want to save your own life.
你反而失掉你的性命。
You will lose your life instead.
因为圣经告诉我们，体贴肉体的就是死。
Because those who give itgive it to the flesh is death.
那现在不止一个死
，not only one death.
不光南阿米的丈夫死了
，not only did Naomi's husband die.
他两个儿子也都死了
，but two sons also died.
所以你读这个路德记刚开始的时候
，and you read the book of Ruth.
不是一个死，乃是三个死
，not one death but three deaths.
这什么意思
？What does this mean?
这就给我们看见说，体贴肉体的就是死。
Those who give in to the flesh will.
主的话一点都没有错的。凡抢救自己 rescue 抢救自己生命的要失丧生命
Those who try to rescue their life will lose it
但是凡是失丧生命的就要得着生命
Those who lose their life instead will gain it
弟兄姊妹
My sisters
路这个拿俄米的儿子娶路德他们是错
Naomi's son married Ruth
这是错
This is wrong
这是根据圣经是错的
According to the Bible,
他们不应该娶外邦女子。
They should not marry a gentlewoman.
但是路德嫁给她丈夫一点都没有错。
But Ruth marrying her husband is completely right.
本来她不认识神的。
Originally she did not know the Lord.
弟兄怎么现在她反而认识神了
？Now she knew the Lord.
所以因着她的公公，因着她婆婆，因着她的先生，本来她从来不知道宇宙中的真神。
Because of her parents and Lord, because of her husband.Otherwise, she wouldn't have known.
所以对路德来讲
，So for Ruth,
她嫁给这些以色列人，不光不是错，而且是祝福。
Not only it was right. It was right for her to marry the Israelite.
但是
and it blesses her.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is,
现在拿米所代表的是三个死亡。
But what Naomi represents is three deaths.
这个是因为拿俄米错了，所以他落在神管教的手里。
Because Naomi was wrong, therefore she was under the punishment of God.
但是对路德来讲，他没有错。
But Ruth was completely right.
他为什么经过这些苦难
？Why did she go through all this?
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？You understand?
所以拿俄米对路德来讲是代表神的旨意的。
And so for Ruth, it's God's will.
No, for the Ruth, Naomi represents God's will.
Okay,
你明白吗？那现在问题，如果神的旨意名字叫 Naomi 的话
，If God's will, his name is called Naomi.
意思就是神的旨意如果是 sweet 的话，是甜美的话
，If God's will is sweet,
每一个人都跟随他
，Then everyone will follow him.
但是问题在这里
，But the problem is,
等到 Naomi 她名字是 Mara 的时候
，When Naomi's name is Mara,
当神的旨意叫名字叫苦的时候
，If God's will is become bitter,
你看见厄尔巴就回去了
，Then
厄尔巴另外一个媳妇啊，另外一个媳妇。
Oh, Ophrah will then return back.
所以弟兄姊妹，他就不跟随 Naomi 了。
Then she will not follow Naomi.
但是你有没有看见
？So do you see?
路德许了一个愿。
Ruth made a promise.
Vow a vow, vow a vow,
made a vow.
那个 vow, 那个愿是全本圣经最美丽的一个愿词。
That vow was the most beautiful vow in the world.
他告诉 Naomi 说。
She told Naomi,
你无论在哪里，我也在哪里。
Wherever you go, I will go.
你的名就是我的名。
Your name will be my name.
你的国就是我的国。
Your king will, your country.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God will be my God.
弟兄姊妹，没有一样东西能叫路德和 Naomi 分开。
Nothing will separate between Naomi and Ruth.
换一句话说，没有一样东西能叫路德和神的旨意分开。
Nothing can separate between Ruth and God's will.
但是不要忘记
But let's not forget.
现在神的旨意是什么？是马拉。
But what is God's will now? It's Mara.
现在对路德来讲，一切都是没有丈夫，根本没有前途的。
For Ruth, she has no more husband, and so no more future.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
凡为我失丧生命的，要得着生命。
Those who lose their life will gain it.
所以弟兄姊妹，当他对神的旨意说是的时候。
When she said yes to God's will,
不管神的旨意把我带到什么样的境地，
wherever God's will brings me to,
你看路德顺服下来，
and so God, Ruth submits to.
所以因着这个缘故，
for that reason,
她不光被带到迦南美地，
not only was she brought to the land of Canaan,
她也遇见了波阿斯，
she met Boaz.
弟兄姊妹，因着这个结合，
for that,
结果后来就做了大卫的曾祖母，
and so for that for that marriage, David's descendants were born.
曾祖母，曾祖母 great grandfather, mother. 那不要忘记，我们的主也是从这条线
出来。Our Lord came from this line.
所以这里我们就明白了，整本的路德记。
And so the whole book of Ruth
就是给我们看见，凡救自己性命要失丧生命。
The book of Ruth tells us those who save their life shall lose it.
凡为我失丧生命的要得着生命。
But those who lose their life for my sake shall find it.
所以这就是天国特点。And
this is a specialty of the kingdom of heaven.
损失就是利益。
Loss will lead to gain.
失，得就是失，失也就是得。
What is gain is loss. What is loss is gain.
所以弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
对基督来讲，
for Christians,
什么是福，什么是祸呢？
What is blessing and what is disaster?
Woe.
What is woe?
弟兄姊妹，凡是在神旨意里面的都是祝福。
Everything is God in God's will is.
凡是不在神旨意里面都是祸患。
Whatever is not in God's will is woe.
所以因着这个缘故，
For that reason,
你看见什么是福，什么是祸。
Whatever is blessing and woe.
什么是得，什么是失。
Whatever is gain, whatever is loss.
许多时候你明明看见你损失了。
Oftentimes you know that it's loss.
因为那是你一生最大的机会。
Because that is the greatest opportunity of your life.
你稍微用一点办法，用你的手腕。
You use your hand to manipulate.
No, yeah, 手腕 tactics.
You use tactics.
你稍微玩一点，你稍微用你的手腕的话。
You use your hand to tactics.
在一秒钟之内，那一千万就是你的。
In 1 minute, that 1 million is yours.
但是你里面的声音告诉你不能这样做。
But inside your heart says you cannot do that.
你一秒钟之内，你失去了一千万。
In 1 second, you lost 1 million.
你常常安慰自己啊。
You often comfort yourself.
我拿了一千万，我下次再也不做了。
You tell yourself, if I have 1 million now, next time I won't do it again.
你明白，很多人说下一次我就不做了。
Every time people say, next time I won't do it again.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
如果是你真的体贴圣灵的意思。
If you really follow the will of the Holy Spirit.
你完全顺服了。
If you completely submit.
你失去了一千万。
You lose 1 million.
而那一千万也许永远不再回来了。
And that 1 million will never come back again.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你知道，就是因为那一千万。
But because of that 1 million.
主让你做天做基督徒。
The Lord causes you to be a
主让你做天国的子民。
The Lord causes you to be a son of the kingdom.
今天你损失了。
Today you lose.
到了千年国的时候。
But at the millennial kingdom.
你就要得着奖赏。
Then you will have reward.
当你得着奖赏的时候。
When you receive reward.
那个冠冕不知道比一千万超过多少。
That crown will surpass all the millions that you have.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天人都不讲天国了。
Today people don't talk about.
今天人不讲国度了。
Today people don't talk about the kingdom.
所以一切都讲恩典。
Everything talk about grace.
现在只要我有机会，只要我能得到机会，我当然要得的。
Today if I can gain the opportunity, I will gain it.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
你这样做，你平安吗？
But are you peaceful if you do that?
你去控告弟兄的时候
if you go and accuse the brother,
你里面有平安吗
do you have peace inside you?
你说我这一夜控告他结果我可以得1,000,000
you see if I accuse that brother I will have 1,000,000
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
作为一个天国之子
to be a son of the kingdom,
不要说得着1,000,000是羞耻如果控告弟兄得了1,000,000是羞耻的
don't just say to receive 1,000,000 is a shame
你就是1块钱都是羞耻的
even if you receive $1 it's a shame
所以弟兄姊妹今天到底神儿女的品格在哪里道德在哪里
Where is the moral values of
你明白吗如果今天你不讲天国的话
Today, if you don't talk about
你不讲国度的话
if you don't talk about the kingdom,
你如果把国度讲得不痛不痒的话
if you don't understand the kingdom at all,
没有一样东西能支配我们的生活的
then nothing can align
govern our life、
huh?
nothing can govern
our lives
所以我们一定要记得弟兄姊妹
And so we must remember,
德就是失
What we, to gain is to lose.
失就是得。
To lose is to gain.
因着这个缘故，你知道说主说这句话。
The Lord saying this.
很清楚的给我们看见。
The Lord tells us very clearly.
这条路是什么样的路
？What kind of road this is?
所以，所以我们看见说这个国度的价值是 upside down.
So the value system of the kingdom is upside down.
所以这是第十二点。
This is number 12.
我们来看第十三点。
You see number 13.
约翰福音十二章
John chapter 12
约翰福音十二章
John chapter 12
二十四节
Verse 24
我实实在在地告诉你们一粒麦子不落在地里死了仍旧是一粒若是死了就结出许多的籽粒来
Truly truly I say to you unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies it remains by itself alone but if it dies it bears much fruit
爱自己生命的就失丧生命
He who loves his life loses it.
在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生
He who hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal.
这里有两个很重要的字
Here there are very two important words.
一个是爱
One is love.
一个是恨
One is hate.
当我们的主讲这句话的时候
When the Lord spoke this word,
他有个前提他前面有一些话的
In the frontThere are some words.
他说一粒麦子若不落在地里死了就仍旧是一粒
Unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies it remains by itself
若死了就结出许多的籽粒来
But if it dies it bears much fruit
弟兄姊妹
My sisters,
如果我们的主爱那一粒的麦子
If our Lord loved that one grain
那么这个宇宙里面永远只有一位神的独生子
Then in this universe there's only one beloved son of God
神就不可能 only begotten 神就不可能把带领众子进到荣耀里面
and God cannot bring the rest of the sons of God into the kingdom
many sons
into the kingdom
所以弟兄姊妹
so, sisters,
在这里给我们看见
here
我们的主自己是个榜样
the Lord himself is an example
给我们看见说因着我们的主上十字架
thatAs our Lord went to the cross,
所以一粒麦子就落到地里死了。
And so one grain of wheat falls to the ground.
结果进到土里面。
And enters the ground.
结果你看见慢慢的这个壳子就破了。
And then the crust falls apart.
慢慢的你看见就慢慢的你看什么都就被分解了。
And then it spreads out.
什么都损失了。
And everything has become lost.
但是结果呢，就结出许许多的籽。
But finally, it bears forth much fruit.
最后所带进的乃是丰收。
And finally, what brings forth is the harvest.
那这个时候，主接着下面说。
And then the Lord says,
凡爱自己生命，要失丧生命。
He who loves his life loses it.
凡恨自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。
And he who hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal.
弟兄姊妹，
My sister,
这里的生命在原文也是魂。
The life here in the original is soul.
那为什么要爱？
Why must love?
为什么要恨
Why is it must hate?
为什么爱自己生命的就失丧生命
Why those who love their life will then lose it?
为什么恨自己生命的就要得着 就保守生命到永生
Why those who hate their life in this world shall keep the life eternal?
不要忘记
Let's not forget
魂
Soul
这里的魂
The soul
乃是指着人堕落以后的魂说的
That it represents a fallen soul
那魂是代表我们思想情感跟意志
But you know the soul represents the thinking, the feeling, the emotion and the will
不要忘记
Let's not forget
但是呢因着堕落以后这个魂呢就经过了畸形的发展
But because of fallen nature of man the soul grows
abnormal growth 那 angel 它畸形的发展的缘故，它就膨胀起来了。
Because of abnormal growth, it grows too large.
那 angel 这个缘故，弟兄姊妹，圣经里面是用一个胖子来形容我们的肉体的。
And so the Bible uses a person who's fat, to represent the flesh.
所以为什么用这个来形容呢
？And why use this to represent?
因为白马王子啊是神的标准。
Because
charming prince.
Charming prince is a God's standard.
意思是说，你没有看见一个 charming prince 是胖乎乎的骑在马上，没有的。
You never see a charming prince is fat.
但是结果呢，你的身体慢慢发展，在发展，而畸形发展，而且是不是往高的长，往横的长，那你就知道这个人就胖起来了。
You know a person grows this way and not this way, then you know it's fat.